Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello, chimpies.
What do you think this is, the Big Fatty Show?
I know, right?
Y'all, that was from listener Joe. That's what he refers to as his family members.
Rude.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
What do you think this is, the Big Fatty Show?
I know, right?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 944 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 13th of September, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Yo, we've got voice letters. Big Finny, it's about damn time you had something. Hello, puppets. Hi. Hi. Oh, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, let me just tell you. Bang, Fatty, tell us. y'all, on Monday, Big Fatty had an appointment with the dermatologist. And so, y'all, I got up and I fixed myself some Brofkas. And anyway, and I got over to the dermatologist's office. And, y'all, she's not pleased. She is not pleased with what the cancer cream has been not doing with my nose. So, y'all, she's going to do a little in-office. She's just basically going to cut my nose off, I think. So, y'all, I won't be smelling. Big Fatty, that's what you think. You eat enough food at that buffet, and everybody will be smelling you. But anyway, y'all, so at Pride 48, y'all, it may be the last time any of you see me with a nose. But y'all, that's going to take place once I get back. And, you know, it's a little in-office procedure, and they just pull out a chainsaw and meep, meep. And then you don't stink. Bah! Anyway, so I did that and then went on into the coal mine and got a little bit done. Y'all, let me just tell you, old Vader, he was in a foul mood. Let me just tell you, y'all, speaking of foul, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Foul Monkeys. And y'all, you know, it was only a matter of time before, you know, Big Fatty's doing it. Y'all, that is meatloaf. Big Fatty, don't let your meatloaf. And a little macaroni and cheese, but y'all, not so good. Came on back to the coal mine, and y'all, the afternoon just zoomed by. And thank goodness is all I got to say. But y'all, I was having intertube problems in the coal mine today, but y'all, despite the inner tube problems, y'all, I said no, I will not use the Wi-Fi, and I went on the 3M, and it worked just fine. The A2 and 2 3M was just lovely, y'all, there have been a couple of postings over there at the lodge, y'all. That Kim, Beaver, y'all, she's at it again, and y'all, I think it's clearly it's two things. Number one, it's the full moon, and number two, y'all, I think she's getting excited about the big Pride 48 coming up this weekend. Yes, Big Freddy, we are all getting excited, almost as excited as this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it has happened again. Big Fatty has missed another celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, it is not for just any listener, y'all. This is from listener extraordinaire. Y'all, I believe he may have even earned a degree in college of a podcast listener, a BS in podcast listening. Big Fatty, that's the only thing you can get out of podcast listening is BS. And y'all, I just thought that up. I thought that was pretty good. Big Fatty, I'm glad somebody thought it was funny. Y'all, it is none. It is. Oh yeah, yes. Big Freddy, tell us who it is, y'all. This last Friday, the 9th, y'all. It was the celebration of exiting the birth canal of Larkin. Y'all, it was Larkin's celebration, and y'all, we missed it, and y'all, it took that that Mexican hat him. Tell me, y'all, I think he takes great pleasure in telling, oh, Big Fatty, guess what you missed? So Big Fatty missed it, y'all, but y'all, it's only on the space face, and y'all, I just don't use it, so, you know, you gotta tell me these things, and y'all, so that I don't forget. I'm gonna go ahead and preview one, y'all, because on Wednesday Hump Day, y'all, that is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of the one and only veritable Virgo, dear Gussie. Big Freddy, how did you remember that, y'all? I don't know who told me that, but somebody told me that, and y'all, the both veritable Virgo and Locke, and that, y'all, they're both gonna be out there in the Las Vegas, and y'all, if they're lucky, maybe somebody will buy them a buffet or an adult beverage or something like that. It won't be Big Fatty, of course, but maybe somebody will do it. You just never know about these things. And y'all, I believe tomorrow, Wednesday, several people are departing for Vegas, so y'all, maybe they'll get out there and they'll see veritable Virgo, and they'll buy him a cake or blow on his candle or something. Big Fatty, you know how to turn everything into something vulgar.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Yo, Big Fatty, Tim in Alaska here. Hey, I finally thought of the absolute perfect word to describe Big Fatty's entourage. That would be trotters. Big Fatty's trotters. Of course, a trotter is a pig's foot that has been prepared as food. Talk to you later. See you in Vegas. Bye-bye.
Y'all, I'm sorry. I missed that cellular telephonic device call. Y'all, that was Tim in Alaska, though. And y'all, you'd have to excuse me, but I had to trot off to the toilet, y'all, because you know what? Sometimes when Mother Nature speaks, you get the trots. You just, yes, Big Freddy, we totally understand about you being a trotter. Yes.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Brian in Danbury. I'm on the road leaving North Kakalaki back up to the Connecticuts. So this weekend I found something that you might like. It's microwavable pork rinds. The lady's name is joannespantry.com. Oh, it's so good. And they come in little 4-ounce little bags, and you pop them up like popcorn, and you can sit on your fat ass and eat them all up. So this trip was kind of fun. Wanted to let you know that I fired up the grinder and didn't find anyone within about 28 miles, except this one little boy, this chicken. He goes, "Hi, I'm Larry. I'm a local bagger at the Vons. You want to meet?" I said, "No." But when I fired up the grinder, the scruff when I was in Raleigh, oh, I don't know what they put in their water over there, but oh, they grow them good. If I lived here, I'd be in trouble. Moose Pea is going to have to be my pimp the next time I come back, because there's a bunch of them. Thanks for everything, Big Fatty. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is Brian from the Connecticut. Y'all, I'm discombobulated, because you know the Danbury's usually are always traveling together, but y'all, there were duties there. Kevin and Danbury had duties. He had to put on his big hat and walk around with his big stick in his hand. Big Fatty, please. Over the weekend, and so he could not go to the Kakalaki, but Brian, I have indeed had the microwave poke skins, and they're good, but I gotta tell you, I am a traditionalist when it comes to the poke skins, because I like them out of the cellophane. There's just something about the cellophane that makes them delicious. But I will say, I do like there's a brand, I don't remember what it is. I don't know what it is. What is that called? It's called the Golden Flake, I think. And y'all, they have the sweet heat, and y'all, it is sweet and hot at the same time of the poke skins, and y'all, they are delicious. They are delicious. So anyway, Brian, safe travels back to Connecticut, and please give your husband a big old hug, cause y'all, he was leading the parade all weekend long for the 9/11. Yes, Big Fatty, too soon.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. This message, you can mention that I left you a voice letter online. Please don't play this voice letter on the show.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that Princess Hannah, y'all, she called to tell me, basically, she was relating her experiences about the 9/11 and how she didn't want to, she was in agreement with Big Fatty that, you know, let's remember but not relive. And so anyway, but Princess Hannah, thank you so much for calling. And y'all, let me tell you, on Sunday night, I thought I had clear sailing. And y'all, turned on the football game, no, the baseball game, and y'all, it was the New York Mets. And y'all, needless to say, I did not avoid all the 9/11. Anyway, they would just went on and 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 on. And, but you know, y'all, it's behind us now, and we'll move forward. And, like I say, you don't have to, relive it to remember it. And so, y'all, let's just remember. Do you remember? Big Fatty, you don't remember. Try to remember, Big Fatty. Try to remember. Yes.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Eric in the Washington, D.C.'s. Apologize for this e-letter coming a couple weeks late, but I wanted to thank you for the tips you gave me for coming to visit Charleston. By tips, I don't mean the tip of your penis, but that damn Hurricane Irene kept me from heading south from D.C. to Charleston, so went to Baltimore for a few days. I just wanted to let you know that I plan on coming down before the end of the year, and next time I make a plan, I will contact you to see if you will be down there. Have fun in Vegas, and thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Eric from up there in the D.C.'s, and y'all, I heard over the weekend that the the DCs was gridlock. It was just gridlock, y'all. And Eric, I look forward to your visit. Y'all, speaking of visits, you know, I believe it's going to be next week. I can't remember the exact dates. You're just going to have to call and let me know again. But y'all, Jay and Ron, the Haunt Cub and Ron, they are coming to Charleston. I believe it is maybe Wednesday and Thursday of next week, the 21st and 22nd. Y'all, they'll probably be the last people to see Big Fatty with a nose. Big Fatty, please. But anyway, and Eric, just let Big Fatty know whenever you're coming down here, and we'll make sure that, yes, Big Fatty, he got the message. Now, please move forward.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David, that Blue Jeans guy, and I hadn't called in quite some time, but I was listening to your latest little show where you were talking about getting GERD from acid foods. I get the problem with the GERD as well, and what I found is it's actually carbs. Have you ever looked to see if maybe you're eating too many carbs? Because you described pizza and you described spaghetti. Maybe it's not the acid. Maybe it's the carbs. Just saying. Something to think about, you know, when you're in the fat cave all alone. And, yeah, anyway, that's basically all I had to say. I'm looking forward to hearing you on Pride 48. Wish I could be seeing you in person, but, you know, maybe at some point that'll work. Who knows? So I'm going to go right now before you fall asleep completely and permanently. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, David, thank you so much for calling. I think I just went into like a little cob. Maybe I've had too many cobs and I fell asleep. David, I hear what you say about the cobs, but let me just say this. Big Fatty eats a lot of cobs, but he doesn't always get the GERD from the cobs. So I don't know. Maybe it's the complex carbohydrates or something in conjunction with the tomato sauce. But the tomato, anytime I have the tomato sauce, it's burpapalooza. Big Fatty, please. Please, please, please. Y'all, I want to get to these last two things on this list of the nine things that are going to disappear in our lifetimes. You know, we've gone through the post office and the check and the newspaper and the book and the landline telephone and the music and television. But y'all, the next one is the things that you own. Many of the very possessions that we used to own are still in our lives, but we may not actually own them in the future. They may simply reside in the cloud. Today, your computer has a hard drive, and you store your pictures, music, and documents. But your software is on a CD or DVD, and you can always reinstall it if need be. But all of that is changing with the cloud services. That means that when you turn on your computer, the internet will be built into the operating system. And everything will be saved on the internet cloud. If you save something, it's out there on the cloud, and you may pay a monthly subscription fee to the cloud provider. So y'all, you just may have to buy a cloud. And y'all, the last one is your privacy. And if ever there was a concept that we can look back on nostalgically, Oh, Dick, I see. It would be the privacy. Well, that's gone, y'all. It's been gone for a long time. There are cameras on the street in most buildings and even in your computer and cellular telephonic device. But you can be sure that 24/7, they know who you are and where you are, right down to the GPS coordinates and the Google Street View. If you buy something, your habit is put into a zillion profiles and your ads will change to reflect those habits. They will try to get you to buy something else again and again. So, y'all, there you go. I finally finished that Big Fatty. Thank God you were dragging that one on like you had a mystery or something from the Walnut Hills. And, you know, those things, they eventually, die too.
What do you think this is, the Big Fatty show?
I know, right?
What happened?
Well, then let's listen, shall we?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.